Blog Talk Radio.
To another edition of GTE Professional Network Radio. I'm your host, Ed Peterson. Today's date, ladies and gentlemen, of course, it is February the 25th, 2021. As we are closing out the month of February, as we continue our growth series, each and every month, each and every year, as we've been doing this show, ladies and gentlemen, since 2012, can you believe that? we have been on this show this long. And thanks to all of my radio listeners across the country and also around the world, who have been tuning in each and every week as we continue to build and grow our network in the area where we do business. We got a special guest on our show today. I'm super excited to meet this young lady, actually on LinkedIn. You know, you never know who you can meet on these social sites, but it's a pleasure and a privilege to be able to actually see her, get a chance to learn from her, and also all the things that she's into. Multifaceted, I'm going to call her. Basically, she is like a Procter & Gamble in a sense because of the fact that she has so many things that she's doing. And it's a great opportunity to hear from her. And we're going to have her on in a little bit. But I just wanted to share with you, we were talking about it at the beginning of the year. Everybody's been asking me, Ed, what is it that we need to do to basically when we start a new business? I'm tired of working for other companies. These jobs ain't paying anything. So what we wanted to do today on this show was talk about the seven traps to avoid when you're starting a new business or starting a business, period. And, you know, while the economists continue to debate whether it's truly rising out or we're raising out of the recession or entering into a double dip or whatever, one thing is clear, the employment sector is still in a slump. You know, the strongest job growth seen to be is really in the small business sector. They're really rallying up some things, helping out some people. And now with the economy trying to get bounced back to certain things, a lot of these companies are not coming back. We already know that. That's the truth of the matter. And so you have to prepare yourself. You have to really be ready to basically expand yourself, your thinking, and get and step outside the box. And so we have put together this, and, you know, me and my team, we always look at things to kind of help out the people that's looking to build a successful network or business for themselves, and also those who are working, you know, to also build on your dream as you work a regular job. And, you know, you can do both. It's not a crime to do both. And so we wanted just to share these quick seven tips that I want to share real quick. And also then we'll have our special guest on. So I'm super to hear from her. One, you don't let the economy get you down, and you don't want to feel that, wow, it's a struggle trying to get customers trying to work, and they're only giving me short hours, and these things are happening. Yes, it's everybody's affected. Everybody's been hit by it. But how you overcome these obstacles, these challenges, these we call deterrence that's happening in your life, we always have to rise above it. We always have to look at other ways to create revenue, generate income, and also utilize your gifts and talents. We all have been gifted with a gift and a talent to basically do something unique. Find out what that is that you like and that you want to get into and do, and follow your passion, whatever your passion is. Believe me, it works well when you have a passion. When you're passionate about something that you want to get into, check it out to see how it will work in the marketplace. If it's something that people want, need, can afford, and it's something that people that, you know, you can see them doing or utilizing whatever product or service that you want to bring out there. Number two, don't think that the idea equals a plan. A lot of people do, but you got to be strategic. You got to have all your ducks in a row, and you got to make sure your I's are dotted, your T's are crossed, and making sure that you have a game plan. And basically, that's a roadmap, just like a blueprint. In order for me to build a house, I have to have a blueprint. And before I start building, I got to know exactly the dimensions, all the inches of the place, and how big the place is going to be that I'm building on, and then land I need, space land, how much land I need to build on that. So you don't want to just come out half cocked. You want to make sure you have everything down, your business plan, your marketing plan. You also want to know about digital marketing and also a lot of levels if you have a website. As a web designer, since I do web design and marketing, I make sure all of my clients understand their website. Why is it important to have a presence? Why is it important to market and use your website as your voice piece? Believe me, it works wonders, and then you can get feedback because it's interactive now. All the websites are mostly interactive, where you can get feedback from your customers, from your clients, and then you can basically build and grow from that. So you want to make sure you know that because you have an idea doesn't mean it's going to equal to a plan. It doesn't always work that way unless you have a concise, strategic approach in reference to building that. Number three, don't be an island. You can't do it all by yourself. I say that all the time. A lot of my clients think that, oh, I got this. You can't do it by yourself. You got to have a support team. You got to have a network in order to grow it. That's how the rich get richer. believe me, if you have a talent, your fan base, all of that, if you look at social media and all that, look how many millions of people are being followed because of what they're doing. On TikTok, you got all of that. So if you look at it, ladies and gentlemen, it's all about you bringing out to the marketplace and having your customers, your clients, and your followers to continue to support what you do. The more you have supporting you, the stronger you get. Number four, don't expose yourself to unnecessary financial stress. Please believe. Believe me, that's why we call it a budget. A budget, basically, having a budget is basically putting your money where it needs to go versus not having a budget where you can just you wonder where your money went. So you want to make sure you have concise understanding of what you're spending, what's coming in, what's going out, and then what you need to do day by day. Okay? Number five, if you build it, they may not come. You know, everybody uses that old term, you know, if you build it, they will come. Not all the time. If you're getting their attention, if you're building strategic relationships, if you're treating your customers and become customer obsessed, and basically treat them like family, I guarantee you relationship building is what it is. That's why we call it relationship marketing today. And that's why the people that's out here looking for something to be a part of, they can be a part of your group depending on how you reach out to them. And what is your target market? Understanding who they are. What age demographics are you reaching, you see? And then what economic level are you trying to hit? Is it for everybody or is this for a specific group? You see, so don't launch without specific goals in mind. Please believe, if you don't, you want to make sure you have everything you said you want to get. We run what we call a campaign. We always have this, you know, when we start a new business, we always want to launch it on a good note. We also want to make sure we have enough rallying behind it, a lot of people following it. So that way when we have grand openings and things of that nature, especially on your website, if you have an internet-based business, then you want to make sure you got, and especially if it's an e-commerce site, you definitely want to make sure you get all your customers together in your demographics, your target market, and then you spread it out. You got local companies in your local area businesses that can co-op with you. You also got, you know, your churches, nonprofit organizations. You got your coffee shops, your gas stations. You got a lot of different avenues that you can hit. So you don't want to just not put it out there and not get enough traction. Then what's your monetary gain or goal behind that? How much do you want to generate your first day, your first week? And, you know, so if you look at your numbers and what you have to sell and what your inventory looks like, then you should be able to put that number out there and understand that. Last but not least, number seven, don't be afraid to fail. If it don't work the first time, it's always going back to the drawing board so you can rewrite and redo it again. And that's the good thing about being in business for yourself. You can do a lot of redos if something don't come out the way you want it to. That's why we tweak it. You know, we always want to follow a good standard guideline so we know exactly what worked, what didn't work, and we want to stay basically focused, following one course until successful, so that way we can build on top of that. And the more we build, ladies and gentlemen, the stronger we get, the better we are, and the more opportunities we get a chance to see ourselves in. And this is what we want to do. So those are basically our seven traps to avoid when you want to start a business today. And here we are, 2021, ladies and gentlemen, and we're going to continue to grow in our growth series throughout the rest of this year. So each week, every Thursday, 3:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, we're going to be on this show, GTE Professional Network Radio. It's internet-based radio, and that's the cool thing about it. We're internet-based. That's why we can reach more people on a level on the show than we did in a regular traditional way. And again, times have changed. It's all about the technology today. And are you utilizing the technology wisely in your business? Are you operating perfectly on a level where you can continue to be at the cutting edge over your competitors? And look what your competitors are doing and look what they're not doing. Are you standing out in front of the crowd? Do people understand and know who you are as an individual? And so without further ado, I want to bring on this next guest, our special guest, rather. Her name is Miss Nova Lorraine. And Nova Lorraine's debut fashion collection earned her a Haute Couture Designer of the Year, and she went on to earn two Rising Star nominations for the Fashion Group International. Her design landed spots in major magazines, in film, and television. Her experience as a designer and entrepreneur inspired her to launch Rain Magazine and her own award-nominated podcast, Unleash Your Supernova. And when you think about it, ladies and gentlemen, and she's also a prior Huffington Post contributor, Nova found Rain Magazine to curate the best talents around the globe and through their stories, inspire others to never give up on their dreams. Nova has interviewed many notable talents and on their early rise, including Mark Cuban, Priyanka Chopra, Kendall Jenner, and Damon John, to name a few. Her newest venture is the podcast network for wild thinkers, Pink Kangaroo. I hope I pronounced that right, Kangaroo. But without further ado, I want to bring her on so she can basically talk and share and basically give us some insight. Ms. Lorraine, are you there?
Yes, hi.
How you doing? Welcome, welcome, welcome.
I'm super
great. Excited. Thank you for having me. Oh, yes, ma'am. And thank you for being on our show today at GTE Professional Network Radio. And I was just reading on some of the things that I was listening, and I was doing a little research on you. I'm like, wow, you are basically a trailblazer, for sure. you're setting your own way, and you're helping so many people in the process. And this is what we're here to do on our show every week that we talk and have our guests, and we share tools and tips to assist small businesses and entrepreneurs to help them build and grow their network in the area where they do business. So it's a pleasure and nice meeting you. So I wanted to give our listeners exactly, I just gave a little bit of your background, but what got you started and what your passion is today and what you're doing in 2021?
Yeah, so you know what? I originally started my journey I'm pursuing my PhD in clinical psychology, and one day I had a clear vision that how I was going to help people with through my love of fashion. And I'm just going to set the scene. I was in the middle of Connecticut. That's where I grew up. I was born in Jamaica. I'm one of six. So I wasn't necessarily in the middle of a fashion hub. Okay.
Okay.
I didn't know how those two things were going to come together, but I knew that
right.
it was something that I had to do. And so I finished up early with my master's, moved to New York, attended the Fashion Institute of Technology, got my fashion design degree there, spent about 3 years or so in the D.C. metro area, and, you know, started my family. I had two children while I was there. I was in real estate, interior design, and studying entrepreneurship and marketing, all in preparation of one day getting back to New York City to launch my fashion brand. So 3 years later, I ended up back in New York, and I launched my fashion line under my name, and it was a made-to-order and couture line. And shortly after I launched, I received an award for my first collection, Best Haute Couture Designer of the Year. I was then nominated 2 years in a row by the Fashion Group International, and that journey continued. And as I was growing my business, I was also growing my family, so I was doing that while balancing motherhood. And, you know, at this point, when I launched my store, I had four children. And and I still consulting, which was something I was doing from day one when I launched my fashion brand in New York. And I'm going to fast forward, you know, 7 years, no, excuse me, 5 years after launching my fashion brand, I was inspired to launch Rain Magazine. And so this is our 14th year of Rain. Let It Rain, R-A-I-N-E, and it was inspired by my journey as an entrepreneur and the pain points I experienced and wanting to make sure that others would never give up on their dreams, because there were so many days where I questioned what I was doing and why I was doing it and should I be doing it, and thankfully, you know, with the right support system and people around me, I never did give up on the dreams and my dreams, and so I wanted to offer a platform, a media platform that allowed individuals that were passionate about what they were doing, that were choosing to impact the community, no matter how small or large, you know, through those gifts that they were given, you know, to have somewhere where they can go to. That was, it was more about their story and their product. It wasn't about who they knew or how much money they had, but it was, do they have that potential to be the next big thing? And so Rain, from inception, focus on fashion, culture, and technology, three areas that I love. And where we are now, we grew into a single podcast, which is Unleash Your Supernova, which is, you know, the toolkit for surviving the journey, the marathon, the roller coaster of entrepreneurship, and also soon to be released book, which comes out on March 16th.
Congratulations.
So I'm super excited about that. Thank you.
And I'm definitely going to take a look at that.
Yes, please do. There's so much good goodies in the book. And then that expanded into a podcast network. And I felt that, you know, having been in digital publishing for so long, that it was a natural progression to move into a space that was so rapidly growing. It was something I was casually researching for a few years, and technology sort of caught up with what we wanted to do and how we wanted to do it. And so we launched Pink Kangaroo, and that's Kangaroo with a U. And it's, again, you know, a platform for storytellers and entrepreneurs and creatives to share their content, to inspire, entertain, or educate their listeners. And to be doing that in an environment where they're with like-minded individuals, with individuals that think outside the box, which we call wild thinkers. And so
one of our newer projects.
Yeah, so if you're a wild thinker, you need to check out Pink Kangaroo. And, that's, seriously, I'm telling you. And
no,
so
you're right,
that's
you're
our
right.
podcast
and I'm
network.
A wild thinker. We are so much alike, believe it or not. It's just, I'm just smiling real big right now because you never know who you might run into or meet. And, you know, you always run into the like-minded folks. And I tell my listeners this all the time, and it's really a refreshing to hear you say that. As a poet myself, because I do write poetry, I call myself more of a psalmist, but I look at just being on a creative mindset where you're free. Freedom comes when you're creative. And you also get a chance to be a blessing to millions of people across the globe, and that's something that people are gravitated to because it's in their DNA. They just don't know how to unleash it. And I love the fact that to unleash your supernova is part of that. You're a scientist, believe it or not. You have a you're another planet right now. You're just not here, okay? But it's refreshing to hear you talk like this because this is the common ground that I'm on a regular basis, believe it or not. And so the book that I got coming out this year through Locked Doors, it's just poems of inspiration that I put together. To be locked up mentally is one of the worst things to be versus being locked up physically. And so to unleash the mind, to free the mind from all of the stresses and things that people go through day by day, but to stay on your creative level. And this is what God gives me as a gift, to basically pull out the gifts and talents in each person that I interact with.
I love it.
So that is just, I mean, you keep talking because I just want to hear more. Go ahead.
Are you sure you want to hear? There's a lot more. I love hearing that. No, I love hearing that. And you know, it's not many times where I hear someone call themselves a psalmist. And poetry is something that I took for granted for many years. And when I think back of when I started writing poetry, it was in college. And I never would share it with anyone. And it was always about love and nature. It hasn't really changed much.
Right.
It really hasn't. But I think at the end of the day, you know, I'm a poet, I'm an artist, I'm a creator. I love using different mediums to tell a story. So oftentimes I'll just encapsulate it and say I'm a storyteller. You know, I may do it through music, I may do it through painting, I may do it through acting, you know, or dance. It's expressing a narrative. And I love being able to tap into the different technologies and the different mediums that we have access to. Because if you're a creator, you're a creator, and how you choose to express that creativity can be in a variety of ways. And some stay in one lane, which is fine.
You know, that's our birthright. That is definitely actually our birthright, to be creators. It is our birthright to be creators.
That's right.
God
absolutely.
Is filling up this planet. And I tell people this all the time. You know, we're spiritual beings in a physical body. There's no limit to us if we think more outside of the norm. And I lose a lot of people, unfortunately, when I talk because they're like, huh? I'm from Chicago, Illinois. Grew up on the west side of Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
Born and raised.
Mm-hmm.
And I played football in high school and college. Because I didn't want to be in the streets. And my dad wanted me in the military. I didn't want to do military. So I decided to get my degree in electronics. And I gravitated to electronics and worked my first company in manufacturing with Zenith Electronics, then Motorola, then Hewlett Packard in Illinois, where I'm from. And from my degree, I've been able to travel, do a lot of different things, and worked for a lot of big companies and, you know, learned a lot in manufacturing, the marketplace and things that people do and spend money into. And it's interesting that when I talk to our people and groups and we're talking about Black History Month, everybody's asking these questions and the younger ones that don't understand it, it saddens me because I think about how much information that could have helped you see what we see and do what we do to whereas you can empower someone else on your level. You see, that's what it's all about, empowerment. How many people can we empower to do the things that is in them to do? It's in you to do it. You just don't know that you don't, like you said, thank you for sharing that you have a support system. I had a support system. So that's what got us off of that, you know, that rut. But had it not been for that, we would have been probably just struggling and doing the things everybody else is out here be doing. But, you know, we have so many opportunities that's been given to us to basically showcase and share the information on a regular, consistent basis. So that's why I said the language has changed. Technology has truly changed, and I'm so super excited about the technology that we have today and what I've been able to do participating in the industry. And I love this industry. This industry has kept me from a lot of things. I've never lacked anything and since I've been in this industry. Never lacked one idle thing, period. Because of the growth. Mm. And that's the way God has it. The more we grow, the better we are, the more we can help more people. You see, you help enough people get what they want, you automatically get what you want. But you just got to help people. And the love is there. And you know, and I love everybody. And I try to help as many as I can. But you only can only help people who allow you to give you permission to help them. If they don't give you the permission, you can't help them.
That's so true.
You can only help people who give you the permission to help them. And so this is why I teach and train each week on my show. And then also I do my Zoom calls for business opportunity meetings that I have with a lot of my constituents and friends and family and people across the country. And the cool thing about it, believe it or not, Ms. Moway, we are basically internet radio that I can reach more people now doing this. And the podcast are actually working. So I love my podcast. I love what I'm doing. And I'm on iTunes all the time, and people can go back and listen to my show on iTunes. And so on Apple. So it's really cool that now that we have Clubhouse, that's new. TikTok can blow up. And so all these different platforms that everybody is now talking about and buzzing about, it just keeps us to do more creative things. And the more we stay strong on the creative side, the better we are, the more we can help mankind be the best that they can be.
So many powerful things in that statement that you made. I want to go back to one of the first things you said that jumped out at me was that we are spirits having a human experience. And there are very few people who say that. And when I, you know, get into a mood, because we all do, right? You know, we try to stay upbeat and positive, especially, right? It's, you know, and but there are those days where we just feel like self-pitying, you know, it's like, oh, what was it, whatever. Or complaining about something or whatever it is. And to bring myself out of that, I say that. So it's like, whoa, we really are like on the same page there. Where I'll say, okay, Nova, let's remember you are a spirit having a human experience. And what it does, it allows me to think of all of the amazing things, good or bad, but I'm going to put that in quotes, what we define as good or bad, that I have the opportunity to experience. You know, if I'm frustrated, I get to experience frustration, you know, or I get to experience, you know, the touch of the blanket, the feel of the blanket, or eating, you know, blueberries, or, you know, things that we may just take for granted. Oh, it's another morning. Let me grab my blueberries. Oh, I'm a little chilly. Let me grab my blanket. You know, things that we do take for granted. And these little things, there are plenty of us in this world don't even have the opportunity to do, you know. And so I love that you mentioned that. There's not many people. I don't know. I often share it with those that I'm closest to because, I like when I find a little trick about something, I like to share it, a little hack. I like to share it. And so
you know what? You're like,
that's
why I say we're so much kindred spirits on this float because just hearing you from the first segment part of it, they said, oh, I know her. I know her. I know her. I sort of kept saying to myself, I know her. And so when I hear you, I'm like, wow, this is on the same level. And like any of my guests I have, and there's very few of them that I can say I know you, but you I know because your level is on my level. And we're on the same wavelength when it comes to how we share, how we entertain, and how we get the message across at the same time. And so that's one of the things that a lot of people fail to understand is that it's not just about the conversation we have, but it's about the impact of the conversation. It's about what you feel, what you see, because you're painting your own picture here. And I love I love art and I love paintings. And, you know, so we paint the picture. And we, like you said, a true storyteller gets the minds rolling. Your minds are turning. That's what storytellers do. They turn your mind. They make you think about things. Wow, you know, I never saw that. And when you go watch a favorite movie and you go back and say, I never seen that part. But then it always gives you a new revelation every time you rewatch it. Why? Because you saw something that you didn't see before that now you see again.
That's right.
And so it's just a constant reminder that this is why it's important to meet people on a regular, consistent basis. And I'm a people person, as you can tell. I just enjoy people, and I enjoy the creativity and the lessons I've learned and the places that I've traveled to and from around the world and around the country too as well. But when you think about it, you get a chance to understand the cultures of others and what their thoughts are. And we all have the same idea, dreams, and goals. We want to be
That's
successful.
Right.
We want to take care of our families.
Yeah.
And we want to
yeah.
leave an impact and a legacy. You know?
That's right.
And adding significance
right.
to one's life is what is most important as we get older. That's it.
Yes.
I mean,
that's so true.
That's why I love
so
the
true.
Older generation because, you know, the baby boomers now, they're going to leave something. I talk to them all the time. And it's interesting to me that they're some of the best storytellers because they can
mm-hmm.
tell you things. I wasn't even born when some of this stuff happened. I wasn't here. So I can tell you. When I hear these things, I'm like, wow, I didn't know that. I didn't understand. Okay, this is what makes it. So you get pieces of a puzzle of this we call life puzzle that you get to add when you introduce new people. Pieces that you didn't
yes.
get before that you now got from someone that you just met.
Yes.
Isn't that incredible?
Yeah. No, it
it's
is.
It's amazing.
You know, it is amazing. And one of the things that I talk about in my book is, you know, the advice that you can get can come from a stranger, a book, a family member,
mm-hmm.
if you take the time to, one, pay attention, but, two, share what you want to do. I mean, so I did a recent show for Unleash Your Supernova, and I was doing it with my colleague, Ryan Anderson, and I said to him, okay, what's a piece of advice that changed your life? And I discussed something in the book that changed my life, and it was from someone who I haven't even seen, you know, I don't know, in at least a couple decades. And so not that they're going to stay in your life, but what they say can change your life. And that was from me being brave enough to share what I wanted to do, which was a scary thing. You know, when I decided that I wanted to leave this very traditional, you know, path that I was on, guaranteed, I'm getting my PhD, I'm going to be a doctor, I'm going to do this, blah, blah, blah. And then all of a sudden, I want to become a fashion designer. Like, what? And, like, really? And, you
the
know,
whole trajectory just shifted.
Right. And then to take it even further, I was bold enough to share it, you know, with a colleague at my job that I had a 9-to-5 job. I took a year off between undergrad and grad. And so she could have completely ratted me out to my boss, right? Because, like, okay, that means you're not going to be here forever. You know what I'm saying? But she then introduced me to a designer in New York. Mind you, I had never been to New York by myself at that point, or I don't even remember, maybe as a kid with my parents, but that was it. And that individual was a designer, window designer, which I didn't even know existed at the time, was a window designer for Macy's. And then, so I took the bus, yes, y'all that are listening, the bus, for 2 hours. From the middle of Connecticut to New York City.
Wow.
And by myself. And, you know, I live, you know, for anyone that knows Connecticut, it's just like cow country.
Yeah.
So anyway.
Yes, it is.
And
you're the first person I know from Connecticut that talked like that.
Yeah, like Connecticut, yeah, not a lot going on in Connecticut. Beautiful state. Love it. You know. And,
yeah, it's a beautiful state. I love it.
Beautiful state. And that introduction led me to meet another designer from Parsons who gave me critical advice on how to put my portfolio together, which was instrumental in me getting into design school. So just me sharing in an elevator ride, you know, and the information that was given to me literally changed my life, the trajectory of my path. And so, again, if you are listening, you know, pay attention to who's around you. You could be at a coffee shop. You could be in a drive-through. You could be, you know, picking up groceries, and/or you could be on the phone with a family or a friend. We get messages all the time if we pay attention. You know, we get information all the time. And there are people that you may meet for a few minutes that can change your life. So I love what you said about that, and it's something that I talk about in the book because, again, we don't know why people are brought into our lives, and if we pay attention, we eventually figure it out. But there are so many instances.
You know,
I
ran
you know,
across
I,
your,
yeah.
I ran across your profile before, and I thought you were interesting. And then when you reached out, and it was interesting you did, and I have a lot of connects on LinkedIn, like, I mean, clockwork. Celebrities, I got all kind of people, friends, and everybody on LinkedIn, and old companies I used to work for. And when I showed that I have a radio show, and I'm a host of my own show, and I flipped it because I work for myself and I work for anyone. I got out of the rat race of the work the working force on that level because it's shifted now. And now we're in a new gig economy, or the new economy as we call it now, with app-based technologies where it's at. You got DoorDash, Grubhub, Uber Eats, and all of these guys. These are all app-based technology companies. And so I'm in Houston, Texas now. I said that. So
great
Chicago,
food in Houston.
I'm in
great
Houston,
food in Houston.
Texas. And the fourth largest city in the United States, and next to my city, Chicago. I moved out here when I worked the job when I used to work for Telecheck, doing electronic fund transfers, electronic payments. So I've always done something on a technological scale, to whereas I'm more now helping others to understand. And then I got into web design and marketing, which I love, and I'm still doing to this day, because my target market is startups. That's my target market, new companies, new businesses, new people. Because here's the thing, they don't know, and I want them to don't fall in the traps or the pitfalls that everybody else has. So I'm giving them, like you said, the lady shared you on the bus, you got that advice, and these are the things we want. We don't want you to fall into the traps. So you was basically being guided all the way through to this point now where you are with your supernova. I love the title of it, by the way. And I there should be a show back in the day called Supernova. I'm just going to give you that. I just gave away my age a little bit there. Yes,
okay.
Ma'am. I'm a 70s baby, so. But yes. It's just that, and when I read your bio, and I'm like, oh, this is great. And when I saw you, and I'm like, oh, okay, definitely want to have her on. Definitely want to keep. I'm your brother now, so just consider that I'm your brother. So we're gonna be consistently helping and sharing and doing a lot of things together because I see a lot for this year 2021, and this is the bounce back year. This is the year where we bounce back into the creative mindsets, into what God has given us to be more effective and to be more bold, to be just like a lion, you know, where I roar when I need to, but, you know, being a wise master builder, we want to make sure we're building properly. And
that's
becoming
right.
a wise master builder. And this is what I teach and train as well. How do we build a business? How do we build in your life? Who you are around and who you need to disconnect yourself from. And so these things we talk about, we can share. I can be on your podcast sharing that too, because I love to share on a lot of levels. But anyway, I have
absolutely.
A lot of things that I'm sharing on a lot of levels. And when I have you, I tell you, I have 25,000 listeners tuning into my show.
Amazing.
When I did it, I didn't expect it because it wasn't something. I'm in two countries or three countries now because the other one, they tune in. And so when you think about it, everybody that looks at what you're doing, what are you sharing? I'm sharing from the heart. I'm not just sharing from the head, but also from the heart. And we're reaching people who need to be reached. So
that's
basically,
right.
we are ministering, in a sense, to a level of helping people see that we are spiritual beings in a physical body.
Yeah.
And there's no limit to you.
Yeah.
You can heal the body by you being more active in the spirit.
Love it.
And so, like you were saying earlier, I want to know if I want to eat blueberries, if I want to eat this. But that's the spirit talking to you and saying, okay, now, wait a minute, we got to do better than this. We can't get no slump. I don't even know what the fluff is. I don't know. The depression is nowhere near my vocabulary. I don't have depression. I don't believe in it. I think it's a myth that people put themselves in because, again, as a man thinking in his heart, so is he. And so if you think about it, then you're going to be about it. So don't
That's right.
You know, that thinking, I tell people I don't do negs. I don't do negativity. I don't do no negs. And, you know, I don't use foul language to get my point across.
I love it.
I use the higher self versus the lower self because that's where you rise. Notice when the plane goes through the storm, it always rises above the storm, and you got clear skies so it can see exactly where its destination is going to.
Yeah.
We all have to do
the same thing. I love that analogy. Oh, I'm gonna have to use that. I'm gonna take that. If that's okay.
You can have it.
I love visuals.
But you know,
that's powerful. I love that.
But as a psalmist, as a poet, as a writer, that's what we do. I write. I love to write. And so my cousin Felicia, she lives in L.A. now. She's from Chicago originally. She's a writer, a true writer. She went to school for it, got a degree and all that. And now she has her own show called Bigger on BET+.
Okay.
And then she also wrote on 13 Reasons Why. She was a writer for that show on Netflix.
Oh, wow.
Wow. And so creative thinking, creative writing, and understanding the narrative that we all play a part, believe it or not, to newcomers, to introductions, to familiar, to people that we say, okay, I got you, but I don't got you. You know, I understand, but I don't understand. To our parents, to our loved ones, to our children. And so everybody plays a role. Everybody has something to say.
That's right.
And so if we pay attention to the handwriting on the wall, which God puts there, then you can determine exactly where we need to be. The handwriting is already on the wall. We just got to pay attention to it.
That's so true.
And that's why everything's talking about, wow, oh, man, so much is going on in the world. That's the handwriting on the wall. Hello? Pay attention. You know, we wouldn't have all these calamities, all these things happening at one time, in less than a year. Come on, people, wake up.
Yeah.
You know, so it kind of reminds me of school days. You know, wake up, get your okay. So we have to start thinking more and more about what our purpose, what our plan is. And what is the main objective of what we're here to do while we're here? You know, and I'm talking about my friends that's in their 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s. It doesn't matter the age group. Everybody has a part to play.
Yeah.
We all just have to start paying attention to each other more. And basically, the rain will come.
Well, you know I'm grinning on that one. The rain, R-A-I-N-E, will come. Let it rain.
Let me show you what that does, though. Believe it or not, Miss Lorraine.
Yes. Oh, I like that.
It purifies.
Did you say
mystical
rain?
Yes, I did.
Did you say miss? Okay. Another one.
So this is a good one, but it purifies the earth. That's what the rain does. Rain is a purifier. And a lot of people don't understand when we get the rain, it only feeds the trees and the grass and, you know, it feeds the earth. It purifies too. That's what water does. And that's why he said to flow like rivers of living water. We have life when we have that. That's, I love Psalms. I'm a book of Psalms fanatic. So. But Psalms, the first chapter, gives us that first thought, and that's what I keep sharing with people. This is how we're supposed to flow. If you don't flow like this, then you're out of sync. We're out of balance, you know. And there's a difference between the two. You know, so we have to make sure we're paying attention to our objectives and what people are saying to us on a regular, consistent basis. And like you said, matter of fact, give me your dates of what you got going on, because I've been just talking, but I've been enjoying a lot of it. I'm going to have to have you back on for sure. actually continuing.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Ms. Rain. You know, we're going to have to, like I said, I want to know your dates of what you got coming up as we close out the month of February and move it into the month of March, March Madness. I'll call that for marketing campaigns, March Madness for marketing, for my marketers.
Mm-hmm.
So they can do digital marketing on a different scale than what we did a year ago and 2 years ago.
Oh, okay.
And how we get our mass production out there, Ms. Lorraine, so that way everybody can participate. See, this is a party.
Mm-hmm.
This is a participating kind of thing. I want you to participate
mm-hmm.
with me on what I'm getting ready to do so you can share with everybody you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
You see, it's a party.
Yeah.
It's a party.
That's right. It's a party.
And that's what I love about
it's
marketing. Marketing is just having a good
mm-hmm.
party. And, you know, and we good things.
Well, Rain is known for its good parties. I'm just saying. So when
okay.
when we are able, we will be throwing a party, and you will be there. You're going to have to leave Houston and come
okay.
up to NYC.
I'm coming to New York.
Yeah.
Oh, I've been in New York before. I love it.
Yeah, it's a great time.
Can I tell you a funny story?
Sure, absolutely.
Let me tell you a funny story real quick, because it cracks me up every time I think. So I was in New York with my girlfriend, and it was her birthday. I took her to New York for her birthday because she'd never been. I've been because
mm-hmm.
I'm from Chicago. So New York and Chicago, we like the same
mm-hmm.
to us. We always
mm-hmm.
battle against the pizza, the deep pan versus the thin crust.
The mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, so we've always had that battle. But anyway, she never been, so I took her up there. And we was in Times Square, and I went to the because I'm always at the House of Blues, just to check out what's going on and all that. And I was showing her the Times Square. We got the M&M World, the Hershey's World, and all that. So we went to the Olive Garden in the Times Square.
Uh-huh.
And guess who I ran into in the process when I was in there? Tracy Morgan. Tracy Morgan.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So we took pictures with him, and he had the whole place cracking up as soon as we got there.
Okay.
And I said, "What's happening, Chief?" You know, I was going back to the Martin days when he was on Martin, and
uh-huh.
and got a chance to talk with him. Had him on my show before,
mm-hmm.
3 years ago, actually. 3 years ago to this day, yeah, 3 years ago, and we had a blast. I mean, a blast of a time. And he's so down to earth. You would think, you know, most celebrities are not, but I know majority of them now because I ran into LL Cool J. I ran into a lot of hip-hop because I'm a big hip-hop fan from the 90s. Now, notice I said from the 80s, late 80s, 90s, that's me. That's my era.
Mm-hmm.
I don't
run into
this new stuff today, but, you know, I'm on this era. So ran into them, and, you know, we have common in our city, Chicago. You know, I don't talk about Kanye West much no more. But anyway, we got a lot of those guys. But anyway, so we just went in there. And he was talking about, you know, the time when he, his accident, when he got hit by the truck from Walmart.
Mm-hmm.
And they had to pay him
yep.
all this money. And he said, you know, I got the house. My wife got the house. I don't have the house. My wife got the house. All I got was a measly car. Half the deal. But she get a house. I said, well, there you go. That goes to show you. Yeah. So she picked out the house, she got the house, and he got the car. So I said, well, at least you got something. You're still walking. So,
right.
you know, and
right.
he was talking about how grateful he was and how he thanked God every day that he's still here to see his children grow. And I thought
that
was so profound. And I said, wow, you know what? How many people would have gave God the grace publicly speaking
mm-hmm.
to
mm-hmm.
share that story of what he's gone through and what God delivered him from publicly.
Right.
And being a celebrity on top
right.
of that. You see
That's
what I'm
right.
saying? Not many do that. And so I'm always thankful. I'm always sharing. And I'm always praying and thanking God every day that I have the platform
right.
to help others. Like you were saying earlier in the in the show about your platform, and that's what it's all about. If you use your platform for good and for the betterment of mankind, your platform will continue to grow. Period.
Mm.
I tell people this all the time.
Mm.
Your platform
mm-hmm.
will continue to grow. Why? Because
mm-hmm.
One plants, one waters, but it's God that gives the increase.
Mm.
And that's why
mm-hmm.
you're blessed today, and that's why your family is blessed. That's why you have
mm-hmm.
the voice, the platform, to reach more people as we move
mm-hmm.
throughout this year. And so that's what it's really all about. So I want to thank you for coming on to our show and all that, and first time meeting you and voicely. I'm glad to meet you, and like I said, we'll be consistent. I'm your brother now, don't you remember Ed Peterson?
Yes. My brother from another mother.
So we can,
yes.
Well, that's right, brother from another mother. And we would definitely and you know what, I love the fact that, you know, you have similar ideas and concepts like myself. And I always, this is my prayer, and I'm saying this because it's the honest truth. Every day I wake up, not only do I, mm-hmm. I go through my affirmations and I pray and I do my thing, I have my vision board right there when I get up, but I always, my thought is, how many people can I find like me?
Mm, yeah.
How many
Ooh,
people,
that's a good one.
Ms. Lorraine, can I find like myself? And
mm-hmm.
believe it or not,
mm-hmm.
I prayed that prayer. God always gives me those people.
Oh,
see, because
nice.
Here's the question. Here's the thing. There's more people like
mm-hmm.
you, Ms. Lorraine, than those that's not like you.
Hmm. Okay.
Believe that.
Yeah.
Believe that.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
when they was talking about it in a political sense, and these dodo birds don't seem to get it, have you ever seen a dodo bird? Look that
not
up.
In person,
I want you to look
yeah,
up the dodo
yeah,
bird.
Yeah.
Look up
no,
it's
I, no, I've
bird,
seen pictures.
A,
I've seen.
Yeah, it's an ugly bird, ain't it? Anyway,
not cute. It's not
these
cute.
Dodo birds
not
don't
cute.
Do it. It's not cute. No, it's not. So that tells you something. But anyway,
oh,
if you think about it, these dodo birds don't get it. It's more
mm-hmm.
that's for good than there are not for good. 81 million people voted. 81 million people voted for Joe Biden. 74 million people voted for Bush. I mean, for Trump. So when people look at that, that's the biggest turnout ever in the history of voting. Period.
Mm.
In the history of voting.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. If you add that up, right? If you add that up, that's basically, if you look at it, that's 254 million people, 1,000 people. So 254,000 people voted. We haven't had that number before. The most we've
right.
ever had was probably 90,000 people. But here's
mm-hmm.
the problem.
Mm-hmm.
There's over 330 million people in the United States.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Did I say that right? Yeah, it's over 330 million people in the United States. All you need is 1% to be successful, 1% to be rich, 1% to never have to worry about money no more of the population
yeah.
of this country.
Mm-hmm.
You see. And so when I share with people why you're not thinking outside the box, it's because you're stuck in the box. Get out of the box.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just get out.
Mm-hmm.
I remember when we was kids coming up, we was playing with boxes, and we would put ourselves in boxes.
Yeah.
No, seriously, we did.
No, yeah, yeah.
You know, we didn't have a whole lot. We was poor. So we made our own toys. We played in boxes.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
we did things.
Well, yeah, as kids,
so,
I would say, yeah, we definitely used our imagination more. And I think that if there was
exactly.
a box around, a child would be in the box. Okay, it was just like
exactly right.
There's a fork going on
right?
there. There's a private meeting in there. I mean, it's you're
going. Oh,
you're
doing a lot in there.
Using the box to do something.
Right.
You're building. Listen, so I'm with you on that, and I want to go back to the original one of the points that you made early in the show was that at the end
mm-hmm.
of the day we are all spirits. However, you know, I'm going to put quotes on that because everyone has their own definition of what a spirit
is.
Yeah, we are spiritual beings.
We are spiritual beings in a physical body.
Yeah, you know, having a human experience. And I really, you know, I like to focus on the human level in everything I do because we all bleed the same blood. We have the same, you know, fears, like major fears. We want to survive. We want to be safe. We want our families to be safe. We want to be loved, you know. And so I like to look past, you know, our divisions, our labels, and really just be that person and that individual and that human, and trying to understand what is it that they need on a human level. And if I can use what I have access to assist them in some way, then I'm going to do that. And I know you had asked me about some dates. And I think it, you know, for me, the book was something that was in me for years. And as I mentioned earlier, I'm a storyteller. I love telling stories. And it was after a few individuals said, hey, you need to put that in a book. And when I thought about it, I was like, you know what? There's so many more people that can be helped if this information is shared in a way where it can be distributed to many more people. And I had gotten a download in terms of what that content would be. And that started that journey. And it took time. And, you know, it's okay to be patient for that plant to grow, right? But if you're doing it, as you said, if you're doing it for a reason that's bigger than you, if you're doing it where you can truly add value to someone's life, then that seed that you plant will grow. And it may change and look a little different, you know, at the end of that journey, but it absolutely will grow. And so I'm super excited about the book launch, which comes out March 16th. And
March
16th on all your major platforms, books, you know, retailers from Barnes & Noble to Books A Million to Amazon. It's available now. So if you want to pre-order it, you will have it shipped to you. And so, again, go to your favorite place to get your book and definitely look for Unleash Your Supernova. I'm also excited about the Rain School of Fashion, which focuses on innovation in fashion and fashion sustainability. And that school, which is an online podcast educational platform for fashion sustainability and innovation, the very first of its kind. And we launch officially on March 15th. We're doing a soft launch. Thank you. We're doing a soft launch on March 1st, but we're going to be telling the world. I'm telling the world now. telling them now in just a couple of weeks, and that's therainschool.com. And then, again, as I mentioned earlier, the Rain School, yes, I'm a big proponent of education. I'm a nerd, and I'm proud of it. And I just,
I'm a nerd too.
And so I feel that, you know, education can continue to be revolutionized, and we're doing it within fashion through a podcast educational platform. And that is partly due to my interest and love that grew from launching the Pink Kangaroo Network. So, again, if you're a host listening to this and you're looking for a home for your podcast and you consider yourself a wild thinker and you think outside the box, definitely check out Pink Kangaroo. And, of course, you know I have to do things differently. So Kangaroo is with a U, y'all, okay? Kangaroo with a U.
Yeah, that's right. It's with a U. I had to learn that one. Okay. No, that's great. And you know what? You have been a blessing and a refreshment to the show. I'm real super excited that I got a chance to get you on here at GTE Professional Network Radio. And GTE, it stands for my company, Global Touch Enterprise. That's the name of my business, globaltouchenterprise.net. You can go to my website. and I'm doing a lot of a variety of things, but mostly, basically, creative thinking is the key to your success. The more we stay creatively thinking on terms, thinking outside the box, and also following your passion, following your dream, following what's in you, and put it out there. And if you don't know how to, there are people out here that can help you and guide you to what you want to do. Believe me, you're going to find more people like yourself than you think you won't. And I share this with everybody. There's more people that's like you than that's not like you. And so that's been always been my focus. And I'm so happy that Ms. Lorraine, that you got a chance to share your story. And we've been on for an hour now, and I just don't want to let you go. But I'm real excited for all the things that you've done. So we'll keep in touch for sure, and we'll basically exchange more ideas and things that we can do to help each other. And that's what it's really all about, people helping people. I use what is called the PHP effect, people helping people. And one other acronym, I love acronyms, I'm a big fan of those. You want to always use what is called the WIN formula, what's important now. If you do that, ladies and gentlemen, you always come out on top. Believe me when I say that. The WIN formula, what's important now. If it's not important, don't touch it. But if it is important, you can. Because here's the thing, we don't have to fight every battle. We don't have to swat every flag. Mm-hmm. We don't have to swing at every net. But we choose to become wise master builders. We choose the fact who we need to deal with, how we need to build it. From all people from all walks of life, I have friends on all different levels, all different groups. It doesn't matter. We're all the same. We all bleed the same, as Ms. Lorraine said so eloquently, and we all want the same thing. It's just, how can I help that person? How can I interact with this person who will allow me to share my gifts and talents that I have? And that's really what it's all about. How can I share my gifts and talents with the world? Mm-hmm. And where do I begin to share my gifts and talents? We all have it. But it's how we go about sharing, how we express ourselves, and how we're being expressed to the world, you see. And so that's the goal, and that's the tip today, ladies and gentlemen. I'm super excited. Thank you all for this edition of DTE Professional Network Radio. I'm your host again, Ed Peterson. And as well, it's always been a plum, peace, and pleasure, well, as a privilege. That's from my brother, Les Brown. And again, we will continue to share more on next week's show as we start the month of March, March Madness. For our marketing gurus out there, marketing campaigners, I want to share something with everybody that's going to bring about a change in this year, 2021, and what marketing really has changed too. Now, again, it's all about relationship marketing, and we all have different levels of it. Back in the day, we called it guerrilla marketing, but that was just being out there just to be out there. But no, this is about your relationship with your customers, your clients, and how many people do you actually can say that I know that come in and buy from me on a regular basis or shop with me or even have a conversation with me? Do you have conversations with your customers and clients on a regular basis when it comes to your promotions? Understanding your 5 P's of marketing, again, it's all about the people, product, price, place, promotion. The more you stay focused on these P's, ladies and gentlemen, the stronger you get, the better you are, and you will definitely have what you want to have in the interim. But again, you got to help enough people in the process, and please believe when I say to be customer obsessed and having a great customer transaction with your people is always great. And that's why the celebrities are doing it now. If you look at most of them that have online stores now today, and I'll give you a case in point, Nafessa Williams, who is also part of Black Lightning, on that show on CW. She has her own clothing line that she started out. Why? and so when you think about it, how do you get those millions of people? Not just because you're a celebrity, doesn't matter. You can be a celebrity and fail in business. You can also be a celebrity and fail in life. It doesn't matter. It's just how you go about your marketing campaigns and getting it out there in the general public and putting it out there on social media and all the other aspects that we have. So with that, Ms. Lorraine, if you have anything else you want to share in last and closing?
No, I just want to say thank you so much. It was such a pleasure speaking with you, and thank you for allowing me to share my projects and my upcoming book. And, yeah, it is about creativity. And so if you're interested in how to increase your creativity and beat burnout and, again, successfully and happily survive creative entrepreneurship, definitely pick up Unleash Your Supernova. And, again, thank you so much for having me today. I'm looking forward to continuing our conversations and our collaborations.
Yes, ma'am, and thank you, and you have a great afternoon, the rest of your afternoon. And, guys, I want to thank you all for tuning in for this edition of GTE Professional Radio. Again, y'all have a great afternoon and keep building the dream.